Mercy and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. This is such a joyful day to see God have the miracle of having Jack be born again in the body of Christ. And I can't think of a more appropriate baptismal liturgy and lesson than the one that Mark read from our second lesson today from St. Paul. He says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, set apart, acceptable to God, and we are through Jesus Christ, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And basically, perfect there means not without fault. It means mature, ripe. And this is a teaching that goes back to with Jesus and also John the Baptist. The kingdom of God, God's rule, the way God wants things, is at hand, is near, it's with us. Repent. Change your mind. Change the direction of your life. Change the way you act. Repent and believe in the good news. Live as if that good news is true, because it is. St. Paul says, remember that the renewal of your mind and your heart, this is what we were baptized into. This is what Jack was baptized into, a new way of thinking, a new way of feeling, new way of acting, God's way in Jesus Christ, by his grace. Now, this is wonderful, but at the same time, we're entering into spiritual warfare. I mean, you'll be in church maybe, what, an hour? Or it depends how long the preacher preaches, you know. And then you're out there in the world. The rest of the week, you're getting bombarded by a whole different way of life, different values, different thoughts. You're taught what to be afraid of. You're taught what to trust in. You're taught what to desire. Who are the good guys? Who are the bad guys? What's going to make you happy? The world teaches you what it means to be successful, how much money you need to make. The world teaches you this over and over. It's on the news. Paul says simply, do not be conformed to this way. No, there's a different way. St. Paul knew that before our behavior can change, our mind has to change. Our heart has to change. And that change takes place through grace, through the Holy Spirit, and by you being open to this way of life that God offers. To emphasize that way of life to Jack today as he grows in this way of life that God offers in Jesus Christ. Paul says, do not say, think more of you positively. He doesn't say, use the power of positive thinking. He doesn't say, you know, just pull yourself up by your bootstraps. No, he says, let the grace of God renew your mind, your heart. Put something new into your mind and heart, what is acceptable and good and perfect. St. Paul tells us not to be conformed. And this basically means don't let something outside of God, outside of you, mold you and form you into something that is not God-pleasing. Paul says, you are God's beloved. You are God's beloved. The world says, well, if you have this degree, or you drive this kind of car, or you have this kind of job, you're okay. If you don't, you're not okay. The world puts that into you. Advertisements say, you know, you don't have, your perfume's not good enough, your deodorant's not good enough. You don't have enough hair. You're too fat. You're too thin. The world tells you, buy this product, do this, do this. St. Paul says, your life belongs to God. To surrender to God's way, the way that Jack entered into today, in the way of his love, his grace. You see, St. Paul reminds us that your life is a gift of God before it is an accomplishment. You are loved by God before you do anything. You were born into this world at this time, in this place, by God's purpose. And he loves you. Yes, he loves you. Amen. The world divides. Oh, this is a good person. This is a bad person. This is in. This is out. The way you look, the way you believe, the way your politics are, the way you smell, you're in this camp. And if you do it this way, then you're a good person. That's what the world says. St. Paul says, you are God's beloved now. You are, yeah, you're you, but we're all one in Christ. The Christ is more powerful than the parts. Jack just became part of that family today. St. Paul tells us this, to live in that way, to do that. Remember, you are unique. You're not some, that's why when I have people get there married, and they have the Christ candle in the middle, the marriage candle, and the two other candles. I always say, leave those candles burning because you're still you and you're still you, but you enter into something bigger than you. You enter into something more powerful, more loving than just you. The world says, hooray for me. Heck with you. Grab all the gusto you can. I'm going to get what I can get. And whoever dies with the most toys wins. St. Paul says, all we have, every gift we have, is a grace and the goodness of God to use to God's glory, to serve. God doesn't need our works. God wants our faith. But our neighbor needs our works. Our neighbor needs our help. Our neighbor needs our money. Our neighbor needs our love. Use that gift to God's glory. You know, where's Rich? Is Rich here? Rich Peggard, you're awake? Good. Okay, Rich, yeah. This guy does miracles with iron. And out of the love of his heart, when you walk in here, those iron railings, he put those in. Yeah. You get some applause down here. Out of the goodness of his heart. Not because he had to, but because God touched him and he made us all happy. And when it's slippery out there, I'm so happy I could grab onto something so I won't fall on my butt. I thank Rich. You are in danger, you see, because the world's all around us. We can get all inspired in here and we go out and somebody pulls in front of us, we say, blah, 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 you know. It's like, and I've said this before, but you've heard this, but it means so much to me because it makes sense. Did you ever hear the frog in the kettle? Huh? Yeah, you put a frog in hot water, it's going to hop out. But you put a frog in lukewarm, in temperature, the regular temperature, and then you heat it up and heat it up and heat it up. Before you know it, the frog's cooked and doesn't even know it. That's the danger of the world. And that's why we need to continue to turn, repent, and turn back to Christ. Christ talks about, and through St. Paul, the renewal of your minds, the transformation. He's not talking about being a better Fred or being a better Mark or being a better Joan or being a better Larry. He's talking about a whole transformation, because that's why the Christian church likes the symbol of the caterpillar, a little caterpillar. You know, and a caterpillar's not meant to eat more of the leaf so it gets stronger and be the biggest, baddest caterpillar around. That's not its purpose. The caterpillar is to be formed, and then eventually, in a miracle, in a chrysalis, it is reformed and transformed into something totally new. That's what St. Paul's taught about, the transformation of you. The word he uses is metamorpho in Greek. It's the same word we get metamorphosis. A new being. While you're saying, how do you do this? You don't do it. It's all by the grace of God. But there's different disciplines the church has given us through time, and Mother Church's wisdom. And one thing you're doing is right now, you're at church worshiping God. You're bringing a baby to become a child of God through baptism. You're receiving the holy sacrament, God's body and blood. Your time to meditate on God's word. We have devotionals. You have a Bible to read. The Lord is my shepherd. What does that mean, that Lord is Carol's shepherd? What does that mean personally, up front and loving like that? Pray, taking time to talk to God, to be happy with God, to be mad at God, to be afraid with God, to be joyful with whatever. Talk to God daily. Confess your sin and receive absolution like we just did, but you can do that with another person too. Practice silence. We're so busy, so much noise. Just be quiet. Be still and know God. Or as Mr. Rogers would say, take a minute every day and just reflect on those beautiful people that touched your life, that made you feel important when the world was saying you're a dummy. They say, no, no, you have potential. To thank God for those people. Also, to spend time with people that hold you accountable. And a family is a great laboratory for this. I remember when I was a younger pastor, and my son Mark was younger, and I was watching the Steelers on a Sunday afternoon, and Cordell Stewart was the quarterback, and he made a stupid move, and I said something. And Mark said, Daddy, remember your New Year's resolution. You wanted to be more like Jesus. You're not doing it. He was like 5 years old. I said, he's my spiritual director. I said, you're right. I got to watch it. I got to watch what I say. Be more Christ-like. Okay. Serve people who cannot pay you back. That's another way of growing in Christ's mind. Practice gratitude. Before you go to bed, think of 5 things you're happy for this day. Develop an attitude of gratitude. To repent, to turn back to your baptism, to help Jack know that he is baptized, to say, I'm baptized, I can die with and rise with Christ, be born again every day. St. Luther said, every time you wash your face, remember you're baptized. Every time you take a shower, remember you're baptized. You're a child of God. Not to try to make yourself better, but to allow God in your life to make you the gracious person he wants you to be, to have that mind he wants you to have. You see, God is not trying for make us like super Christians. No, we can make mistakes. That's why Luther was so wise, saying we're sinner and saint at the same time. But to admit our sins and to return to God every day. And the question becomes, do you want this mind of Christ? Because here's the thing. God is already working in the world 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Jesus Christ lives. So the question for you with the mind of Christ is, where is God working? How can I be part of that? When you ask that question, you are exercising the Spirit, the mind of Christ in your life. And usually, the places where God is working is right in front of your nose, in the often small and overlooked places. Like hugging a child, because faith is more caught than taught. By being nice to the person waiting on you at the restaurant. But by giving that phone call to somebody you miss at church. But by thanking our English friend for coming all the way over here to surprise everybody. Those are ways of putting the mind of Christ and not taking it for granted. Because I bet you other people saw that burning bush. But Moses took time and found God there. And the other way this mind of Christ really becomes real for us is through opening to God, open our heart, mind, and soul. So let's do that now. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, renew our minds today. Lord, renew our hearts today. Lord, help us see what you see. Help us to love what you love. Help us to recognize what you are doing in our world right now. Lord, help us to join you. Help us to serve in your holy name. Show us how to participate in your kingdom right now. And let your Holy Spirit help us serve you cheerfully. Let us, in the world, be you, so that people will see our good works and glorify you in heaven. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's children said, Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.